WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. Restaurants, the business of restaurants, our focus now as we turn to the recent meeting of the Illinois Restaurant Association and some issues facing restaurants across the state. We're happy to have with us Sam Toya this morning, President and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Sam, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Lots going on, but let me begin with the elephant in the room, I guess, and that's this minimum wage bill, the minimum wage effort here. The Illinois Restaurant Association, I think, surprised a lot of people when it came out in support of that. What is the stance on the minimum wage, $15 an hour minimum wage, and what kind of blowback are you getting?
Sure. Well, let's talk about that. So there's no question when Governor Pritzker ran for governor, he definitely said he was going to pass a $15 minimum wage. We see that the House of the House of Representatives in Illinois is a supermajority Democrat. And their stance was they were going to raise the $15 minimum wage. And also in the state Senate, they also said they were going to raise, push to raise the minimum wage as well. So I like to say at the Illinois Restaurant Association that we're pragmatic progressives. You know, we understand it. And we were at the table. You know, Steve, we would always like to say to our elected officials at the Restaurant Association, we'd rather be at the table than on the menu. We were able to, you know, work on a pragmatic minimum wage that protected employers and the tip credit, while giving entry level employees a boost in pay. Now, remember, the $15 is spread over 6 years. You know, I think the general public thinks $15 takes effect this year. Again, let me repeat that. It is spread over 6 years. So it doesn't get the $15 until 2025.
Yeah, and that's a very important point to make. And one of the other points to make, too, is people who live downstate outside of Chicago where this minimum wage thing was happening, too, anyway, if you work at a restaurant downstate and you see the minimum wage going up for the restaurants in Chicago, that's kind of an uneven situation, isn't it?
Absolutely, Steve. I mean, let's say, you know, if I live in Mount Vernon and someone that lives in Little Village, you know, so if they live in Little Village, they get $15. But if I live in Mount Vernon, I don't. I don't think that, that was going to sell well. And again, Governor Pritzker is a pragmatic progressive. He understood when he was running, that he was running on a $15 platform. And he wasn't just saying, I'm getting it for folks that live in Little Village. I'm also getting it for folks that live in Peoria or Mount Vernon or East St. Louis as well.
So, Sam, tell us what is the process here for putting it in place? And how have you been dealing with your members in terms of preparing for what is obviously the inevitable?
Again, Steve, it is a six-year rollout. So, you know, when we went to the Executive Finance Committee, we talked about it. And again, it's easy to, you know, be no. So if you say, no, I'm against it, okay, well, then you are not at the table anymore. If we weren't at the table, Steve, the rollout would have probably been 3 or 4 years instead of 6 years, like states like New Jersey and New York and California. They're rolling it out much faster than we did here in Illinois. So again, it's better to be at the table than on the menu. And our executive finance committee at the Illinois Restaurant Association, you know, thought this was a pragmatic approach. Again, it's easy to say no. It's harder to get to the table and try to get a bill passed that everyone is not happy. No question it was a bitter pill to swallow, Steve. But we were at the table. Governor Pritzker and his team, you know, had us at the table.
You know, and speaking of being at the table, there are so many other issues facing restaurants as well. And I know Governor Pritzker gave the keynote address at your meeting, talked about a couple of things. First of all, immigration, how restaurants are driving the state's, helping drive the state's economy. What else did he tell you there, and what other issues do you have on your plate at the table?
Okay, so obviously, you know, Governor Pritzker came and, you know, he spoke at our annual meeting, And he basically, you know, laid out things that he wants to keep working on here in the state of Illinois. Like, tourism is huge. Like, in the state, there was over 110 million visitors in 2018. In the city of Chicago, it was 57 million visitors. So there's no question that Governor Pritzker understands, you know, guests in beds, diners in seats is good for hotels, good for restaurants, and good for the economy. So he was, you know, basically was letting us know that he knows the importance of the restaurant hospitality industry to our city and state, and he's committed to working with all sides to move our state forward. Again, I think he's going to work out to be a very pragmatic governor and work with the hospitality industry, making sure we're putting guests in beds and diners in seats throughout the whole state.
Yeah, did you have an opportunity, did your members have an opportunity to talk to him one-on-one, and what would you tell him about other issues facing your organization?
You know, again, he did walk the room, and we had almost over 400 restaurant professionals at the Union League Club last week, and he definitely walked around the room, you know, talking to folks. Our chairman, Greg Scholson of Burrito Beach and Luna Corporation, who's our 2019 chairman of the board, also has a rapport with the governor. So, you know, we did talk to him, and we basically, we told him, I mentioned this earlier, we want to be at the table, not on the menu. There's no question the state has issues that need to be addressed. We are not going to be the business group that just says no. We want to be at the table and try to work this out so we're not killing restaurants from, you know, Rogers Park all the way down to Galena. You know what I mean? We're working on it and trying to come up with pragmatic solutions that don't hurt the restaurant industry throughout the great state of Illinois.
Yeah, and you talked about the numbers in Chicago there, specifically in the neighborhoods. You also had an opportunity to talk to one of the candidates for mayor as well on the runoff, Lori Lightfoot, about the impact of the restaurant industry in the neighborhoods.
Absolutely. So, Lori stopped by. She said a few words. There's no question Lori understands how important the hospitality industry is to the city of Chicago. And, you know, and she wants to keep working with us on also, you know, legislation that she will be pushing forward in the city of Chicago. She wants us to be at the table and communicate with her, you know, because restaurants are, you know, a big part of all 77 communities throughout the city of Chicago. And she wants to keep, you know, growing tourism here in the city of Chicago because, you know, every mayor, I don't care, you know, who she is, who's going to be elected. She understands, and Lori really understands, that it's all about conventions, tourism, and culinary tourism. Remember, the back half of the plane's all about tourism. So we want to keep bringing these tourists into the city of Chicago, and Lori definitely has her head around that.
Do you have plans to hear from Tony Preckwinkle at all before the election?
Absolutely. We had a conversation with, Madam President, and we also want to talk to her. We have had a few conversations with her in the past, but we want to make sure, again, that both Lori Lightfoot and Tony Preckwinkle understands that the hospitality industry understands that Chicago has a lot of issues to face. We'd rather be at the table than on the menu and try to work together, because I believe, and the Hospitality Association believes, communication is the key to success, and we want to communicate with whoever the next mayor be it Mayor Lightfoot or Mayor Preckwinkle.
Sam, you know, the annual meeting is always a good time to look ahead and not only focus on some of the issues you have, but some of the dreams, too. If you had to dream big for the restaurant industry in Illinois, what would your dreams be?
Okay, so obviously, you know, we're looking at passing the cannabis bill, the marijuana bill here in the state of Illinois. And, you know, edibles, you know, are going to be a big part of what restaurants want to look at when we pass the marijuana bill, because what liquor was to baby boomers, cannabis is going to be to millennials. So we want to make sure we're at the table when they pass the marijuana bill and make sure that restaurateurs figure out how to get, you know, edibles, cannabis edibles, into their menus and, you know, basically come up with, you know, when you write the laws, like, you know, people might want to vape on one side of a restaurant and then go eat on the other side. So we just want to be at the table and come up with some very progressive ideas on how, when we pass this marijuana bill, that the restaurant industry is at the table.
Sam, good talk with you this morning. We appreciate you getting up and being with us and sharing some of the industry news and challenges for our audience.
We appreciate that. Remember, the restaurant industry is the largest private sector employer here in the great state of Illinois, with over 588,000 people working in the food service restaurant industry. So I'm glad to talk anytime.
All right, Sam. Thank you. Sam Toya, President and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. You can read more about their activities online at illinoisrestaurants.org.